Well, good evening and welcome
Love
to
Talk Radio.
Welcome to Christian Talk Radio at Christian Talk Radio Live at Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Malisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website. When you get to the website, click on the menu and go to podcast. Also, you can go to my videos, which are on Christian Talk Radio Live at YouTube.com. I said you can go to my YouTube channel. It's called Christian Talk Radio at YouTube, where you can listen to and look at all of my video Bible studies. I have not done video Bible studies in a while, but I'm going to get back to that. I've been so busy doing other things, I've not been able to get back to my my videos, but I do apologize for that. But I'm always about my Father's business. I said I am always about my Father's business. Well, I don't know how the weather is where you are, but where I am, it is chilly. It's cold. It's 25 degrees today, and the high today is going to be 41. So we're not used to this type of weather in the South. So, you know, we're used to these warm winters, but it's cold today. Anyway, I hope you are warm where you are. And if you're not warm, you know how to go inside and get warm and get yourself some hot chocolate or some type of hot liquid and drink it and get warm. Anyway, Roll Tide, today is the day that my team, University of Alabama, goes to the national championship, and I want to give a shout out to Coach Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide family, wherever you are, and we're all over the world. Roll Tide, roll. Anyway, getting back to my Father's business, we're in Genesis because I thought at the beginning, this is the beginning of the year. This is January, and I wanted to start at the beginning. So this being January, we're going to start in Genesis. I know everybody has their New Year's resolutions, and you know, we make all of these New Year's resolutions. What we're going to do, because this is the first of the year. We're only like, 11 days into the year? And so, you know, we all make these New Year's resolutions, and then by the end of the month, we've dropped those resolutions, and we go back to doing what we used to do. Let me tell you something, my brothers and my sisters. It's hard to continue to do something that you're not used to doing. And I say that because I know that. I say that because I know that. It's hard to continue doing something that you're not used to doing, whether it be losing weight or whether it be getting a healthy diet, becoming a healthier person. That's hard to do. Even something like reading the Word of God, it's hard to do if you're not used to doing it. See, so what you have to do is you have to get your mind right. You have to get your mind set on doing the right thing. See, the mind is something else. Your body might tell you this is the right way to do something. This is I want to do it this way. Your body, your flesh. Your body. It might say, you know what? This is the way I want to do it. But your mind, your will, it controls what your body does. Think about it. Your mind, your mindset, it controls what your body does. So if you get your mind right, if you get your mind right, then your body will be controlled by your mind. That way you know the correct things to do. So what you have to do, even when it comes to reading the Word of God, even when it comes to that, you have to know to get the right mindset. You have to do the right thing. You have to spend time in the Word. That means you have to set out a specific time of day or night to read the Word of God. You know, you have to take a specific time of night or day to read the word of God. So when you take out the specific time of night or day, you're getting your mind used to doing those type of things. You're getting your mind used to reading the word. Because once you start reading it and you get your mindset wrapped around reading the word of God at a specific time of day, whether it be your lunchtime, whether it be before you go to bed, you know, I suggest that you read the word of God at least 3 times a day. Just like you eat 3 times a day. You eat breakfast, you eat lunch, and you eat dinner. So I would suggest to you to read the word of God 3 times a day, just like you eat 3 times a day. Make it your business to read the word of God 3 times a day. If you exercise your body, you get your mind set on exercising your body. If you exercise the same time every day, you will be healthier. You will be healthy. Exercise your body every day. If you eat right, if you eat the right things, see, if you eat the right things, then you will become a healthier person. You know, in Leviticus, you know, it has a menu of the things that you should and should not eat. Now, you know, some people say that God did put that in the Old Testament, but then again, he wrote in the New Testament that all foods are good for you as long as you pray over them. And that is true. See, the New Testament complements the Old Testament. You can't read one without the other. See? So the New Testament complements the Old Testament. So it tells you in the Old Testament what to eat. And then the New Testament comes and says, well, everything is good for you if you pray over it. And so it complements each other. But what I'm saying is you have to have the right mindset in order to do these things, see. If you continue to have the mindset that you have and that you want to eat what you want to eat, you're going to exercise when you want to exercise, you'll never eat right and you'll never exercise right. See, until you get the mindset, well, I'm going to do these things in a consistent manner. I'm going to do these in a consistent manner. I'm going to read my Bible. And I'm going to read it every day, same time every day, in a consistent manner. Because, see, what the devil does is he plays tricks on you. And he plays tricks on your mind. It's not that he's playing tricks on you physically. No, no, no. He comes to mind in your mind. He talks to you in your mind. You know, they used to say, a mind that's not doing anything is the devil's workplace. Because, see, the devil, he said he roams around to see who he can devour. He can't devour everybody. So he roams around to see who he can devour, see. And that's why the Bible tells you to keep your armor on. You know, I wrote a book about 3 years ago about the armor of God, see? And so in order to keep your armor, you still have to have the right mindset to do that, see? I'm going to teach on the mindset, see? Because the mind is something else. Because whatever you think, that's what you're going to do. Whatever you think you are, that's what you're going to become, see? So you have to be careful what you put in your mind, what you put in your mouth, whether it be words or whether it be food. You have to be careful what you put in your mouth. You have to be careful what you see, what you let go in your eye gates. Because all of these things are things that the mind input. You know, when I was in college, I took and this is back in the day. This is before they had all these iPhones and iPads. And, you know, we just had desktop computers before they even had laptops. And I probably tell them my age, but that's okay because I'm trying to make a point. And in our computer classes, they had what you call input and output. So whatever you input, whatever it be, It determines the output, the outcome. So if you're putting bad things or things that are not right inside yourself, whether it be looking at it, whether it be feeling, whether it be touching, whether it be saying, whether it be speaking, whether it be eating, whatever that input is, that conditions or that tells your body what the output will become. See? So if you look at too much worldly stuff, then that's going to get inside of you and your output will be worldly. Because you'll see and say what you saw. So that becomes the output. So you can just about tell what a person has been looking at or what a person has been watching or seeing or doing by what that person does. Because the input determines the output. Okay. I said the input determines the output. So I'm going to talk about today. You know, I know it's by the Holy Spirit because I was going to talk about Genesis today, but I'm still going to talk about Genesis. But we must be careful, my brothers and my sisters, what we input. I said we must be careful on what we input, what we allow to go inside of our bodies, whether it be hearing, whether it be seeing, whether it be touching, whatever it is. We have to be careful what we input. Because whatever it is that you are inputting, my brothers and my sisters, is going to come out the same way that you put it in. Genesis. When I started in Genesis at the beginning of the year, I started in Genesis 1. But I'm going to continue in Genesis. And you know what? I got some good things for you in Genesis. So I want you to stay tuned to Christian Talk Radio because I have some good things for you in Genesis. Genesis 1 and 26 says, and I'm just going to start at that today because I've already talked to you about Genesis 1 and 1. God created, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So I've already talked to you about that. So I want to stay and go on in into Genesis. In Genesis 1 and 26, it says, and God said, make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Father God, if he created man in his own image, that means that man has the image of Father God. The way man looks is what Father God looks like. Because he said he made man. He created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And I know you all have heard that. That's where they stop at. That's where they start at. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So Father God gave us, male and female, what he created, to look like him in his own image. And he gave us dominion. He gave us dominion over everything that he made. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed. Every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, and the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. So he gave us all the herbs and the trees and the gardens and the fruit trees and all that. He gave that to us to be food for us. And it says, and to every beast of the earth, and to every foul thing that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. He says, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So Father God saw everything that he made, and he said, everything that I have made, everything that I have made, he said, it is good. Not only is it good, it's very good. So Father God didn't make any bad things. See? Because he says, everything that I made, he says, behold, and that he had made, and behold, it was very good. So Father God did not make anything bad. Everything that he created it good. And then goes on to say, and the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all of his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. See, that's why Father God sanctified the seventh day, which is the seventh day, which is, we call it Sunday. The Bible said he rested on the seventh day. It used to be a time back in the day, and I know I talk about back in the day a lot because I come from that era. So back in the day, it used to be a time where things on a Sunday. Just like Chick-fil-A don't open on Sundays, that used to be the standard back in the day. I said that used to be the standard back in the day. Like Chick-fil-A is such a, Chick-fil-A honors Sunday, so they choose not to work on Sunday, choose not to open. So nobody that works at Chick-fil-A works on a Sunday. Well, back in the day, that used to be the standard. See, nobody worked on a Sunday. Nobody worked on a Sunday back in the day. All the businesses were closed because they honored the seventh day. And the reason they honored the seventh day is because, as it says in Genesis chapter 2, on the seventh day God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. So that's why we honor the seventh day. That's why we rest on the seventh day. That's why some people close their business on the seventh day, because of this verse right here. So we're going to continue on tomorrow in Genesis, and we're going to get deep into Genesis chapter 2 tomorrow. And so I'm looking forward to that, and I want you all to keep it on Christian Talk Radio at christiantalkradio.website, where you can, like I said, you can view my YouTube channel also by going through my website. You all know that I'm on Christian Talk Radio on Facebook. And so all of these things here, all of my stations, all my radio stations and all of that are under christiantalkradio.website. So it's a blessing to be with you all today. And I want you all to stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. Continue to stay prayed up and keep God first in your life. Keep Father God first, number one, in your life. Be blessed, and I'll see you tomorrow, same time and same station.